And folks, well, even though I got a little confused, and I'm telling you, I don't usually ingest anything to alter my state beyond like wine, vodka, and bourbon. So be it DayQuil or NyQuil or some of the other stuff I've been taking, I might be a little messed up. I fought my cold off very well, though. Didn't miss any time for work, and now I got a whole weekend to get back to 100% for the big game on Monday.
Yeah, and you only got Alex and I probably very sick.
Get out of here. So anyway, it's that time on a Friday where we wonder, was Darwin 100% spot on? Do these people live in such a self-absorbed bubble, they really don't get the concept that it's 2018 where people are walking around with recording studios in their hand? It's called the Crunch Time Toolshed. And before we roll out the weekly nominees, we welcome in our lifelong proprietor to open said toolshed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
To New England coach Bill Belichick. There's a great scene in the movie True Romance. A young Brad Pitt plays a total stonehead, lying on the couch. A couple of mobsters searching for Clarence find him, realize he's not a lot of help. And after Brad Pitt rips a bong and says, "Condescend to me, man, I'll kill you." The hoodie is a condescending jackass. Beyond his accomplishments, is there anyone you want to punch more than the one who thinks their job, their existence, it's just more important than you? His answers to some legit questions from credentials reporters doing their job officially makes him a douche. And for the 8 billionth time, for athletes and coaches, if you don't want to deal with the media, you don't get that cut of your salary, which is about 80 to 85% of what you make that comes from TV and radio and media revenue. Get over yourself, D-bag. Answer the basic question without the mumbling condescension. How about this? The Michigan State Board of Trustees. So today they release a statement and a vote of support to the embattled university president, Luana Simon Mibbitt, as cries for her resignation over this disgusting Larry Nassar gymnastics scandal grows and grows. More than 150 women have joined lawsuits claiming coaches, trainers, and others in positions of authority at MSU failed to stop this despicable excuse for a person over two decades. And after board chair Brian Breslin addressed the issue and announced their support for Simon, they proved how sincere and how willing they are to be transparent and acknowledge the suffering of the victims by not taking any questions. Sound familiar? When pressed and actually having to answer for lies and screw-ups, nah, not gonna do it. Man, are they gutless, complicit cowards. Lastly, the New York Mets. Not sure if you heard. They're bringing him back. Not Mookie Wilson. Not Strawman. Not Bartolo. Tim Tebow. Of course, it's not to the major leagues because at age 29, he only made it as high as A-ball. So now at age 30, the circus will come to Port St. Lucie, their spring training site. Nothing like a good old retread. So next you're going to tell me ABC is reviving Roseanne. Or NBC is bringing back Will and Grace. And yeah, right. Like after 15 years, Fox is going to be desperate enough to put the paddles to the X-Files. Or there's going to be another Rocky movie or Fast and Furious or Star Wars. Do we as Americans ever get tired of same you-know-what, different day? I believe the Latin is repetito mater studiorum. Repetition is the mother of all learning. Except we're not learning anything. We just see the same crap over and over again. Tebow, please, just let it end. God knows I don't ask you for much. I think I got to go to the Michigan State Board of Trustees on this one. Much earned. And with that, we close the Crunch Time Toolshed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Yes, Aroyd, you are silly and unprofessional.